1891. And here I would like to read a composition written by Barbara, a sixth grader at Champlain School, March 15, 1960. She writes, "How come we have sisters in our school? It all started a long, long time ago. After the war between England and France, the Acadians were driven from Nova Scotia. The Acadians fled into Canada and Maine. They built farms along the St. John River. The Acadians were Catholic. They would walk 5 or 10 miles to do their Easter duties. When the priest saw this, they asked the bishop to send priests and sisters. The priests were to form a parish and the sisters to teach the children. The first sisters came in 1891. The school programs were approved by the state laws in 1918. Until then, the Sisters of the Good Shepherd of Quebec had boarding schools. The people were Catholic and wanted sisters to teach their children. Since we do not have enough lay teachers, we are very fortunate to have the sisters. The sisters are excellent teachers." After whom was Keegan named? Keegan was named after Mr. Peter Charles Keegan, a lawyer of Van Buren, on request of Mr. Napoleon Duperrey, who applied for the post office of that locality. Why was Keegan named after Mr. Peter Charles Keegan? Mr. Keegan proved himself a great friend of the people. Hundreds of families would have lost their farms to the European Railroad Company had it not been for him. As the representative, he pleaded the people's case before the state. Then, as a lawyer, he pleaded their case in court. The state had to buy back the land sold to this company and leave the people their homes. I would like to share with you a report on potato houses written by Raymond Markey when he was a sixth grader in 1960. Potato houses are used to store potatoes in winter. They have to be heated so that the potatoes will not freeze. Potato houses also have to be near a railroad track so the potatoes can be shipped by train to other towns and cities. Inside the potato houses, there are more than one kind of potatoes. Each different kind is put into a box that is called a bin. There are 6 to 8 bins in one potato house. There are many different kinds of potato houses around here. Some nestle on the ground like little houses on their knees. Others are long and look like warehouses. Here are some of the potatoes we have around here: Green Mountain, Kennebec, Ontario, Russet, and Katahdin. Since Raymond is from Champlain School, I would like to read a composition written by Delano LaBelle, May 20, 1960, when he was a sixth grader, also at Champlain School. How Champlain School got its name. Reverend Father Rigan was the pastor of St. Bruno's Parish. Reverend Father Riquet made a parish visit in 1919. The mill in Keegan opened in 1905. Our ancestors came from Canada to work at the mill. There were many people coming in, and they needed another school. When the school was finished, they did not know what name to give it. One day, Father Rigain read about Champlain. He read that Champlain, the French explorer, had explored the forest of Maine. So he called it Champlain School, since it would house children of French descent. In June 1920, the red brick school seemed to glow with pride when the Bishop of Portland, Louis S. Walsh, blessed it. The first day of school, there were 256 pupils registered. Today, this was in 1960, there are 361 students. There are 3 sisters and 8 lay teachers. I would like to share with you an article that was published November 6, 1955 in the Portland Sunday Telegram on the occasion of the centenary of the Diocese of Portland. Quote, the early history of the church in Aroostook County is pretty much the story of Indian steadfastness in the faith, despite constant efforts by the English colonists to cajole or force them into unbelief. The immediate pre-revolutionary period in Aroostook, however, is taken up by the saga of the Acadians, that tragedy-ridden people known perhaps more prominently for their long, heart-rending journey into exile in Louisiana. Many of the Acadians did not go to Louisiana. When they were expelled from Nova Scotia by the English in 1755, many of them migrated to the St. John Valley. Even in their new home, they were not to have permanency. When the revolution came, they were driven away from the Fredericton region to make way for loyalists who fled the colonies. With families and goods, they traveled afoot the St. John River, 200 miles to settle above Grand Falls at Madawaska, in 1785. They were welcomed by the Indians, their fellow Catholics, who gave them badly needed help during their first hard winter. The chief concern of the Acadians was their religion. They demonstrated this by their choice of exile, for they might have stayed in Nova Scotia had they been willing to give up their faith. The first spring after their arrival at Madawaska, several of them went to a parish on the St. Lawrence River to make their Easter duty. The pastor was amazed. He greeted them warmly and reported their circumstances to the Bishop of Quebec. The bishop saw that priests began making visits to Madawaska. Thus began the parish of St. Basil, for many years the only parish in the region. The Acadians were soon joined by other migrants from French Canada, traveling to the new land from the St. Lawrence region. In the early years of the American Republic, the border between Maine and Canada was uncertain. And so, too, was church jurisdiction. The Ashburton Treaty of 1842, settled the boundary along the St. John River. The people, however, for some time to come, remained subjects of the Diocese of Quebec and later of the Diocese of St. John's, New Brunswick, and Chatham, New Brunswick. The people began a series of petitions asking for a change of jurisdiction. They wanted to belong to the Diocese of Boston. Bishop Bacon was given jurisdiction in 1870. The bishop visited Madawaska that same year. He met a cordial reception. Triumphal arches were raised along his carriage route, and joyous mounted delegations escorted him on his first inspection tour throughout the region.